You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
I'm ignoring what they meant when they said that boy's got pipes. Except I never cleaned inside like my favorite self-sabotage types. I could be that temporary hero. I could be, I know I grow too slowly. I could be that temporary hero. I could be the chosen.
Make you pay for what you did.
We are back in the studio with Safeword. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Can you guys go around and introduce yourselves, say your name, and what part you play?
I'm Leah. I'm the vocalist of Safeword.
I'm Danny. I play guitar.
I'm Jack. I play the bass.
I'm Karen. I play drums.
Wonderful. Okay, so we talked to you guys a bit in the lobby earlier, and you were talking about some local bands that you've seen. I was just wondering, like, what is, like, your dream collab with anyone?
But, like, collectively, who would we want to... locate?
You can go individual.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, individual. When I have my break-off career. I'm just kidding. Oh, God. Like Lady Gaga? A local band. Okay.
You can splurge out if you need to. No, like splurge if you need to.
Anything...
Michael.
What's on your mind?
Yeah. But yeah, Lady Gaga, obviously. Okay, you.
I agree with Michael Mathrock because apparently we all collectively listen to them, you know. Bought their CD. I love Glass Island. Shout out Glass Island. They're awesome. We would love to be on a bill with them again. We played with them before, and they're the best.
That
they're
was
dope.
So nice.
Yeah, and slide over.
My dream lineup is Ice to End, Safe Word, Scoria, and Michael Mathrock.
So how'd you guys meet? How'd you guys come together as a group?
You know, well, it started, me and Danny, so Jack and Danny, bassist and guitar. We started playing, like, senior year of our high school. We're now juniors in college. But we started playing together, fiddling around with guitars, and then...
We met in sixth grade.
Well, we met in sixth grade, much longer before. We've been best friends. We've been best friends for a while. He's always been super into music, making beats on his computer. I picked up the guitar at, like, 16, and I started playing the bass, like, a year later. And he had already dived deep into the guitar. So then we started playing together, and then I think Leah reached out to Danny because she wanted to sing, and we brought her in, and the first day we ever jammed together, we wrote our first song, Sugar, which y'all heard today.
First one we played.
First one? Yeah, we wrote it in one day.
That was not our first song.
It was our first song.
It is our first song.
Maybe not a consensus. And that's how we started. And then we would play gigs at the Hogspot DIY, rest in peace. And that's when we met Kieran, our drummer, who was in another sick metal band, Isa End. And he started playing with us as well. And that's how we got started.
Okay. How does, like, a songwriting process look for you guys? Like, do you just start, like, jamming? Or do you have a concept you kind of start with?
I usually just mess around with some chords. Leah will be writing on her notes, and then I'll give Jack the bass notes. He'll add his own spice to it. Once we have that all written out, we'll show it to Kieran for, like, one of our practices, and he'll just add drums to it, tell him about any little nuances we want to add or change. But it's pretty simple. I feel like we honestly don't put that much work into our songwriting process.
I feel like it comes naturally, what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, lately we've been trying to, like, pin each other down to do it. Because I feel like mostly Danny does a lot of the legwork with the guitar, and then, like, I'll catch a vibe with my lyrics, and then we're just, like, coming together from there.
It usually feels like 8 hours of us arguing, and then there's 1 hour where, like, the lights reveal themselves and we figure out the song.
Yeah, this song comes out.
And we have a song all of a sudden. So it's a fluid process.
Awesome, awesome. Kieran, do you like anything to add on how you write your drums?
No.
Okay.
He smashes.
Kind of building off of that, when you find yourself, like, in a songwriting rut, like, you're kind of, like, stuck with what you're doing, how do you get out of that?
Ooh, I'll start making a beat. I'll usually go on my laptop and I'll make some trap, lo-fi, even like EDM, just to get the creative juices flowing. And then I'll use a chord progression from that beat on the guitar. And then with that, we'll come up with a song.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is a creative quality that you guys kind of harness individually, but you think works really well when you bring it to the group?
I feel like our stubbornness, you know,
we're all divas.
Yeah. Like, we're really proud of, like, the stuff we do individually, mm-hmm. and then when we come together, I feel like we're really hard on each other. And then, I don't know, obviously we're all super proud of our songs, and we just won't make anything that, like, we can't listen to.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
So would you guys say you emphasize the process more than the product, or...
Yeah,
I would say so. Yeah. We have a lot of fun together, really.
I feel like, you know, if you talk about, like, qualities that bring into the songwriting process, I would say, like, we have, like, just a silliness that, you know, we don't like to take ourselves too seriously. But then when it comes to the music, like, we want to get it perfect. But, you know, it has, like, there's a little bit of just, like, fun quality in there. I think we're always, you know, trying to have a good time with it. So. Mm.
What's your idea of a good performance? Like, do you just try to be silly with it, like you were saying?
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. like, dance around, be silly. Like, just kind of be, like, show everyone that we are also best friends that happen to be in a band, and our music happens to be super cool, too.
Yeah, I think, like, a lot of bands would say, like, they put the music first. I think we low-key put our friends first, for better or for worse. Like, you know, if someone's not feeling it, we're like, you know, we don't have to have a hardcore practice today, like... Yeah. Let's enjoy our times
together.
Friends
come first.
Friends come first. Yeah, sneak peek. That's a song coming.
What would you say is your dream venue? Where do you want to play most?
Super Bowl. CFG Arena.
Where?
Capital One Arena.
Capital One.
You know, honestly, 930 Club. Just love that spot.
What about you, Kieran?
Yeah, I agree. The 930 Club is a really good one. Mm-hmm. I really like that venue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Important question, would you rather be a crab or a lobster, and why?
I have a follow-up question after that, but definitely a lobster.
You know, if I could add horseshoe crabs, I love those. They got, like, a cool ancientness to them. But I would probably go crab, you know, Maryland.
I think Kieran has the answer.
What's the difference? I don't know. Lobster, I guess, yeah.
Okay. What's your follow-up question?
My follow-up question.
All right, so just out of curiosity, what brand microwave do you have? I have Samsung.
I can't say I know that.
If you know, I'm just interested. Anybody here know their brand microwave?
No.
Right. What is this? Why is this a question?
It's just a conversation starter.
Right.
So I don't know.
That's fine. That also gives information.
Okay,
cool.
Are there other things, not just music related, but maybe visual art, movies, books, TV shows, microwaves that give you inspiration?
Yeah, the Whirlpool. It's a dishwasher. But I always wanted to do movie scores. Sometimes on my laptop, I would just mess around with some strings and composing, like trying to be Hans Zimmer, but on crack. It's fun, though. I always have a lot of fun with the process of just trying to match up a song to what's happening on screen.
I would say, our music kind of started out and it was a lot more like light, jangly indie guitars. But we got really inspired. We started playing with a lot of like hardcore bands in the DIY scene, and naturally we just like turned up the amps with it. So I feel like that's been a big inspiration to a lot of the local hardcore bands. They're killing it out here. The DMV is awesome for that. So, yeah.
Even Kieran, being a part of a metal drum band, I feel like influenced our whole songwriting process. Like, we're never really done writing a song. Each time we perform it, it's always a little different, and I feel like we're always gonna try and find a way to improve something before we set it out, you know, to consume.
You kind of just touched on it, but like, how do you keep finding that inspiration for your music?
Ooh, so, honestly, it's just emotions. You know, sometimes if I get sad, if I get really happy after a certain event or something that happens, I will have to write about it. You know, Jack and I will end up having like a 3 a.m. deep conversation, and then we'll write a song about what we just talked about, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like after our song In Your Eyes, I had like a crazy fight, and I just went back to Jack's place with Danny, and we wrote that song like in a day. I feel like all of us are pretty sensitive and emotional, and it like it kind of like shows in our music. I don't know, I feel like it's potent, but obviously like it's my experience. But we just try to make our songs like meaningful, like reflective of what we've gone through.
So you rather like just like kind of push a song out, I guess, than rather than like, I guess, build on it too much. Like, you kind of just like want to get those emotions out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and then we tweak it. Like we've been sitting on our songs because I feel like they keep evolving, and we just keep on adding like more and more layers to them.
Eventually, we're gonna have a whole discography full of old songs, you know, that we've been sitting on for like 10 years.
I hope not.
Nah, I mean, Dark Side of the Moon, legendary album, took 10 years. They toured that for 10 years before they really released it.
We're going to be dead in 10 years.
All right, well, what's next for you guys? Are there any big projects or shows you got going on?
We're going to the studio again next week. We're just trying to push out, like, at least 2 singles. We keep playing shows, thankfully. Like, I don't know. I just hope we keep creating, getting a bigger audience as we make more connections.
Yeah, I'm sure once we release our first album, it'll definitely motivate us all to get together more now that we have a place to like point to for reference, like if anybody wants to listen to us.
Mm-hmm. Where can we find you guys? Spotify, Instagram?
Just Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What's no music out yet, but it's coming.
Coming soon.
What's the app for the Instagram?
@safeword.band.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, that was Safe Word. We can't thank you guys enough for being here. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Third Rail. We have a great lineup next week. Thank you so much for coming out.